Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Wednesday, November 15th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices for December corn down 3¾ cents at 653.5, December wheat down 10.5 cents at 808, and January beans down 2 cents at 1438.5. We did have some sales this morning, 230 corn to Mexico and 261 beans to Mexico. I think we're going to see Mexico become more of an important part in our export market, particularly if we can solve the non-GMO issue. Talk out of the Black Sea is indications are that Russia will extend the grain export corridor agreement. Nothing's been actually signed or cast into stone yet, but it looks like they want to do something. Apparently, maybe the United States and the UN have given the Russians a little bit of what they want, allowing a little bit freer passage of grain. So that may be enough to incentivize the Russians to get something done, which is why we had wheat under pressure overnight. Now, you know, this is one of these things where Putin could come out and say today or tomorrow, no deal, the market rallies. He then comes out and says there's going to be a deal by Saturday when the agreement is up. Who knows? The old Informa Group has come out with acres for 2023, 91.97 for corn. That's up against 88.6 this year. Beans, 88.5, up a million from last year. And the wheat, 47.2, up from 45.7 a year ago. Obviously, with these high prices, we're going to draw as many acres as possible out here. I'm not quite sure where they're going to get all the acres from, but you know, I think the American farmer is certainly going to strive to get it in the ground out here. So, you know, when you're looking at $6 new crop corn and you're looking at $13.83 new crop beans, I think there's a strong incentive to plant a lot more. Weather continues to look good. We're getting, you know, some snows in Oklahoma and Kansas. We're getting snow here in the northern half of Illinois. So I think, you know, the moisture levels are going to improve. The river ought to start coming up a little bit here, and that ought to make grain trade a little bit easier. The Dow Jones is up 300 points to start the day, it looks like. Crude oil is down 70 a barrel. The dollar is sharply lower again, down 71 ticks, down to 105.80. You know, we're still way too high. Yes, we've come down quite a bit, but there's support at the 200-day moving average at 104.50. Maybe that's what we're going to try to go for out here. So overall, with the dollar down, you'd think we'd see a little bit of support, but then crude oil's down, so that takes that out. It's just going to be kind of another choppy day. The closer we get to the Thanksgiving week, it's going to be choppier. Again, we don't see any Chinese buying out here. So, you know, I think this market's got some problems. I think the pros will be selling the rallies. And end users will be looking to buy something on the breaks until they know they can get the South American crops on board. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.